Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today is a continuation of the series For the Artist's Way, written by Julia Cameron. And today is really special because we finally caught up to where I left off when I first decided I should just do a deep dive on the entire book. This is week 4, Recovering a Sense of Integrity. She mentions in the sidebar of this chapter that this week you may find yourself grappling with changing self-definitions. The essays, the tasks, the exercises are designed to catapult you into productive introspection and integration of new self-awareness. It might be difficult, but it might be exciting. She says not to skip the tool of reading deprivation, but as this book was written in the 90s, you'll see why that's gotten to be a bit more complicated in this day and age. That said, let's jump right into the chapter and we'll cover that when we get there. She starts by saying that while we work with the morning pages or our journaling, we will begin to sort through the differences between our real feelings, which are often pretty secret, and our official feelings, those we put on the record for public display. Official feelings are often indicated by the phrase, "I feel okay with that." But as we dig in those feelings of okay in our morning pages, we're forced to get specific. Do we actually feel okay, or do we feel a little rejected, resigned, confused, detached, numb, tolerant, or just fine? No answer is wrong, but it's important to get into the nuance of our emotions and feelings so that we don't get caught into the very tempting cycle of denial. She mentions that it's pretty notable that most people tend to neglect or abandon their morning pages whenever unpleasant pieces of clarity are about to emerge. So if we feel really angry and we're not willing to admit it, we will be tempted to avoid our morning pages. I know that's the case for me. The morning pages do have a tendency to bring out our real feelings and fears. But she mentions that eventually, with enough practice, you won't be crabby that you have to write your morning pages. You'll be crabby because you didn't get to. It's like a spiritual chiropractor. They'll realign your values, and if you happen to be to the left or to the right of your personal truth, the pages will point out where you need some adjustment. She says for her, when she's aware of her drifting off course, she finds herself rushing to the page just to hush that voice. Chekhov once said, "If you want to work on your art, work on your life." And that's another way of saying that in order to have self-expression, we must first know the self that we want to express. And I do believe there is a catharsis and a power in the morning pages. The fact that they're anonymous and not meant to be graded or reread. They are simply meant to list out your feelings, not performatively, but just to get them out. But Julia goes on to warn us that the process of identifying a self inevitably involves a loss as well as a gain, because we discover our boundaries. And boundaries, by definition, can separate us from our fellows. As we clarify our perceptions, we lose our misconceptions. As we eliminate ambiguity, we lose illusion as well. We arrive at clarity, and clarity creates change. And change can sometimes be hard. If you figure out while writing your morning pages that you need to quit your job because you've outgrown it, it might not be a comfortable revelation. But as is always encouraged, you should learn to observe and not judge. Just say, "That sounds interesting," because it will be uncomfortable. If you don't want to raise your consciousness, that makes sense. It sucks to raise your consciousness. But she mentions this word called kriya, or as they're often referred to in 12-step groups, surrenders. People are often told just to let it go. And we would, if we knew what we were holding on to. She reminds us that the morning pages are an attempt to round up the usual suspects of hurt, of ignorance, of denial. They are meant to point in the way of reality, how you're feeling and what you should make of it. And what you often should make of it is art. People frequently believe the creative life is grounded in fantasy. The more difficult truth is that creativity is grounded in reality, in the particular, the focused, the well-observed, or the specifically imagined. She says, as we lose our vagueness about ourselves, our values, our life situation, we become available to the moment. It is there, in the particular, that we contact the creative self. Until we experience the freedom of solitude, we cannot connect authentically. We may be enmeshed, but we're not encountered. And she says that art lies in that moment of encounter. We meet our truth, and then we meet ourselves. We meet ourselves, and then we meet our self-expression. She says, we become original because we become specific. An origin from which work flows. As we gain and regain our creative identity, we will lose the false self that we were sustaining. That loss can feel traumatic. You might not recognize who you are. You might not feel like yourself. But a shift in taste and perception that often accompanies your shift in identity can feel really cathartic. When you toss out the old and unworkable, you make way for the new and suitable. When that search and discard impulse seizes you, though, there are two cross currents at work. The old you is leaving and grieving, and the new you is celebrating and growing stronger. As with any rupture, there will be both tension and relief. You may find yourself feeling volatile and changeable. You are. But be prepared for bursts of tears and of laughter. A certain giddiness might accompany sudden stabs of loss. But just keep walking. She goes on to say that there will probably be a change in your energy patterns as well. If your dreams become stronger and clearer by night and day, you might also notice that certain areas of your life that previously fit don't seem to fit as well anymore. But this is just like wiping a mirror. Each day's morning pages take a swipe at the blur you have kept between you and your real self. As your image becomes clearer, it might surprise you. You might discover very particular likes and dislikes that you hadn't acknowledged prior to this. She says, conditioned as we are to accept other people's definitions of us, this emerging individuality can seem to us like self-will run riot. It is not. She says, instead, the snowflake pattern of your soul is emerging. Each of us is a unique, creative individual, but we often blur that uniqueness with sugar, alcohol, drugs, overwork, underpay, underplay, bad relationships, toxic sex, underexercise, over TV, oversleeping. Basically, we get many and varied forms of junk food for the soul. The morning pages are meant to wipe off those smears on your consciousness. She says, if you look over the time that you've been doing your morning pages, you might see that some changes have entered your life as a result of your willingness to clear room for that action. The problem is, when you no longer feel stuck, you don't always know which way you're going, and that can lead to a sense that you can't keep up. But it is normal to yearn for rest when you are moving so rapidly. But you will have to learn to rest in motion. Like lying down on a boat, the morning pages are your boat. They will lead you forward and give you a place to recuperate from the forward momentum. She says, and I quote, it is difficult for us to realize that this process of going inside and writing pages can open an inner door through which our Creator helps and guides us. Our willingness swings this inner door open. And the morning pages symbolize our willingness to speak to and hear from our God. But this is another reason she pushes affirmations as a part of your morning page process. Put it in writing is often a quote that we say when we're making a deal, because we know there is a special power in writing out a deal we are making, both with ourselves and with whoever we're making the deal with, in this case, the Creator. And admittedly, as someone who has always struggled to keep deals with myself more than anyone else, it's undeniable that there is some deep-seated value to committing to yourself in writing every day. So, as much as this book is just her preaching about journaling every morning, I get it. And with enough experience, you'll realize such a simple, silly suggestion actually does hold as much weight as she's convinced us it does. Tomorrow, I'll be back with some of the challenges for this week. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.